Welcome to the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast with Philip Washington Jr. Today's episode is brought to you by Reif Martin CPA. Today, along with Allison Reif Martin, Philip talks about the five unintended consequences on why businesses fail. Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And now, here's Philip.
We are back with another episode of Wealth Building Made Simple with Allison Reif Martin, CPA. That is Certified Public Accountant, for those of you who don't know what a CPA is.
Yes, thank you for the great introduction. And let me see, they say with the passing the exam, it's a can't pass again. That's what CPA also stands for, because the exams are so darn hard.
Yep, and I got it once. I'm never taking this again.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I'm done. I've got all the knowledge bored in my brain. I better remember it all. So,
right. I'll hire an AI to keep me up to date.
Exactly, right? That would be the one who doesn't hallucinate with misinformation. So,
right.
Oh my gosh. Well, so today we are going to talk about the unintended consequences of the five ways your business can fail. Through divorce, death, disability, disagreement, and distress.
Let's talk about it.
And how can we mitigate those unintended consequences? So,
first one?
Divorce. And so I was going to say 50%, I thought this was an interesting statistic, 50% of businesses fail because of these five topics or five items that we're talking about. And ultimately, what we'll see as we go through each of them, the best way to make sure that you're not one of the 50% is to have a good plan in place.
Got it.
So we'll talk about the unfortunate one known as divorce, because there is a high rate of divorce.
Especially after COVID, right? I feel like everybody started getting divorced after COVID. They were like, I had to look at you
all
every day, right? I mean, it was going to happen eventually, but like this just shortened the time. Oh, not laughing at the situation.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. You know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, with divorce, obviously, if you are a business owner, whether you work with your spouse in the business or it's just you, what you need to think about making sure you have in place to make sure that you get to keep your share of the business. If that's how that you know, or if you were the only owner of the business, you want to make sure you keep your assets as you divorce. Make sure you have like a prenup or a postnup in place that would say, upon the unfortunate dissolution of our marriage, my assets, the business I brought to the marriage, goes with me. You have no say in it. Or, you know, yes, I still get to keep my business, but knowing that you put in X number of years in it, I'll give you whatever you do. But here's where it's great to have a good attorney that you would want to work with who can help you put together the pre and post nup, and then continually refine it as your business evolves, grows, or changes. So again, so that if this unfortunate thing happens, you're all prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes care of that one. The next one, and it kind of makes me think of that, our previous topic on buy, borrow, die. So if we think death, the ultimate, where you pass away, and you've worked all your life to work on this great, build this great business. What are you going to do with it? What happens once you pass away? Do your kids want it? Do they want to take over? Do you want to sell it? Does your spouse want to take it, or does it just stop? Well, one would hope that you had put together a great succession plan that would say, upon my passing, my business will go to my children, who we've all agreed want it or want to own it or want to continue running it, which, and if that, you know, or it will transfer to my employees, these five key employees. So in any of these cases, what is a great thing to do besides creating the succession plan is to get your employees, if that's who you want to pass it on to, or your children involved in your business. Because imagine if you hadn't prepared them for what's coming, and all of a sudden they get this great business, they're like, I don't know what to do. And then they're not continuing the legacy that you worked on. So that was a great one there for that one. Mm-hmm. And if you have any comments on this, please.
I was going to throw in there too. Yeah. I think another easy one on the death thing too, is just to one simple one. If that overwhelms you, that you can do like this week as you build the rest of it, it's just go say, all right, what is my business worth? What I think is worth? And then go buy life insurance today that goes into a trust. And then that way, like if you die before the plan gets completed, well, you still got the value from the business through the life insurance, right? And then the business does. So, and it's a super simple, easy way. It's not going to cost that much for term insurance, but just, you know, do both. But that's something right. That you can like protect the value of the business this week by calling up your life insurance agent and buying the amount of the value of the business in life insurance.
That's an excellent, that should certainly be something that should be included in drafting your succession plan. But yeah, for sure. That's wonderful because again, what if you don't have the plan in place and something happens? But I think that's a wonderful idea. So here, as you're talking about this, this is why as a business owner, you want a strong team, financial advisor, attorney, CPA, someone who can, and a financial advisor would help you think of something like that. So I think that's that is a wonderful strategy. The next one is disability. And I guess, and as we talk about disability, meaning I get so sick or something, an accident happens where I am incapacitated and I can't run my business anymore. What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my customers? What's just going to happen to my business? So here again, having some type of insurance coverage, I would think would be perfect to put in place. But again, have a succession plan to say, in the event of my disability, my spouse will take over. My spouse will have a voting share of the business or some kind of voting share of the business so that they have a say in how the operations are run. So to me, you know, again, there's a plethora of options, but again, make sure you have a strong team who can help you develop these kind of strategies. Mm-hmm. The next one would be disagreement, meaning me and my partner don't get along anymore. And we don't want to be in business together anymore for whatever reason. And again, think of that like if we go back to the idea of divorce, think of running business together like a business marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to make sure you like the people that you're going into business with, or you understand, you know, their strengths and weaknesses and your strengths and weaknesses. So to make sure, you know, besides having a great succession plan or a plan of what happens should one partner want out, what happens. But if the goal at, you know, as you're building up the business is, you know, obviously to grow the business, make sure you have clearly defined roles. Like Allison's going to be in charge of doing the biz dev. Philip would be in charge of doing the back end office accounting. I think the roles would be switched.
That would be so fun for me. It'd be amazing. I'd be on the phone with you all day long. Allison, how do I do this?
I was going to say, realistically, as that came out of my mouth, I thought if it was going to be together, we would definitely like switch roles. but it highlights how important it is. You want to make sure that you pick the role, have the person who's better suited for the role of biz dev, or operations, or cybersecurity, or whatever it is you want to have, define the roles and have something written into the operating agreement to say, if Allison doesn't want to do the accounting anymore, you know, who's going to step in her place? If Allison doesn't want to do biz dev, great, Philip's in charge of it all.
Yeah. And I also think with a lot of this, from my perspective, this is a real idea that I'm going to do. I'm going to give it away to the listeners for free because I think there's going to be lots of opportunity to do it. But I was telling my buddy who does, he's in commercial real estate. I was like, man, we should buy a yoga and meditation studio, like property, do it on there. And I said, before deals get done, you bring your customers here, right? Like there's no drugs, so it's all legal. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make them meditate, have them do yoga, and then do the deal. I said, because how much money is lost from people just being stressed over thinking about the deal? He was like, all of it, you know? And so I feel like in the disagreement, or, you know, if there's a disagreement with you and your partner, just say, hey, pause. Let's not talk about this. Let's go do some massage therapy, do some yoga, meditate, and then let's talk it out. Because most of the time, every time, I believe, it's just stress around the topic. And when you're stressed, right, you see things differently, right? Even if it means separation, right? It can be a separation with 1 + 1 = 3, right? Instead of it subtracting because everybody's doing it out of stress energy. Same with divorce, too. But anyway,
as you say this makes me think, here's why it would be important to have a business coach, someone who can act as an impartial, not a therapist, but just to help you figure out how to be sure that, you know, everybody's got the right butt in the right seat and you're all still going for the same objective. Or if when, you know, someone doesn't want to be in the business anymore for whatever reason, they can help you figure out a great way to plan for an exit strategy. So again, proper team to help you achieve your goals is key here, and a good succession plan.
Awesome.
All right. So our last one was distress, meaning the business just isn't cutting the mustard. Like you're losing customers, you're in the wrong industry, the industry preferences or customer preferences are changing, or you made bad financial decisions. So here again, it's important to have a great team on your side, but to make sure you've got good contingency planning, meaning have you set aside enough for operating expenses? Like how many months of cash on hand do you have to cover operating expenses in the case of, say, like an economic recession? Are you working on do you have enough to cover marketing so you can make sure people are always aware of your products and services that you're offering? Do you have the right butts in seats kind of thing? Have you developed the right culture to keep your employees around? You know, what are you doing to make sure you've got contingency plans in the case of, you know, like you said, an economic downturn?
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. Steve added some more D. Steve added delusion, disaster, dysfunction, debt. From the beginning.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, debt would fall into distress.
Yeah.
Dysfunction would fall into disagreement. What was the other one he said?
Disaster, which is disagreement.
And distress too, because we could be thinking floods or earthquakes or tornadoes. Yeah. You know, think of tornadoes too. Like that could, you know, in a heartbeat destroy your business.
What is doom from the beginning fall in? You should have never went into business.
That should be, you know, do the behavioral assessments to make sure you're an entrepreneur. So again, but just think of everything that we've all come up with an answer for is proper planning prevents poor performance.
Absolutely.
So yes.
Plan these things out. It reduces your stress. And when there's no stress, there's only profit.
Exactly. Hey, I think we're coming up with some great movie titles this month. We're going to have to like really work on that.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. We'll just go from our professions to podcasting to media moguls. Movie.
Exactly.
Movies,
right.
Movies, books.
Exactly. So
let everybody know how they can reach you if they want to avoid the 5 D's. For 5 + D's, because we talked about other D's off air that could also, you know, mess things up.
You can reach me at my website, RifeMartinCPA.com, or you can reach me at info@RifeMartinAccounting.com. And I would love to talk about succession planning or just planning in general, not just from a business, but a tax perspective as well.
Thanks, Allison.
Have a great day.
Philip Washington Jr. is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.